我们大家再念一次哈。
Let's read the Lord's Prayer again.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。最后两节我读：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。我们的读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告，主啊，我们打开你的话，恳求你现在打开我们的心，打开我们的思想，使我们的心思意念被你真理光照的时候，我们就回到你的面前。愿主用你的道吸引我们，使我们在你真理上建造根基，因为你是得胜的主。求主听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求你，阿们。我们已经提到了主祷文前面三句是论到神。
We talk about how the Lord's Prayer, the first three sentences about God.
接下去的四句是论到人。
And then the four following items about man.
最后有三件事提到神。
And three other items again by God.
主祷文就结束了。
And that's how we end.
为什么三四三呢？
So you have an order of three, four, and three.
三是上帝的数目。
Three is the number of God.
四是人的数目。
Four represents humanity.
接下去三又是上帝的数目。
And final three, God.
主祷文是以神为开始。以神为结束。
The Lord's Prayer started and ended with God.
这位神是谁呢？
Who is this God?
这位神是我们的父。
It is our Father.
是共同的，不是个人的。
A common Father, not individual.
这里不是说我的父啊。
So it's not said my Father.
这里是说我们在天上的父。
But our Father in heaven.
圣徒的交通。
Where saints commune.
圣徒的关联。
And the relationship between saints.
基督成了新的教，成了一个新的团体。
Come about because Jesus Christ and we have a new family.
Because union with Christ.
我们以基督
为。We become the new group.
所以我们成为新的团体。
You become the new nation, new people.
成为新的国，新的子民。
跟世人不同的地方。
And we are different from the rest of the world.
我们是天父的儿子，所以勇敢到他的面前来。
We are children of God, so we dare to come before him.
我们用三件事论到上帝。
There are three things about God.
愿你的国降临。
And may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done.
愿你的名被称为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
这三件事祷告完了以后。
And after this three,
那我们就把我们的痛苦。
Then we tell God our pain.
我们的需要。
Our need.
我们的困难。
Our difficulty.
我们带到我们的上帝的面前。
And we bring it before our God.
那么人的困难一共有几种呢？
And how many challenges do we have?
耶稣基督提到四大难处。
Jesus Christ mentioned four.
第一个难处是我。与物质界之间的关系。
The first challenge is my relationship with the material
world. 第二个难处是我与人际之间困难的问题。
The second is my interpersonal relationship.
第三个事情
，the third one，
是我的个性里面有犯罪的可能的挣扎。
The struggle in my heart because I can sin.
第四个问题
，the fourth challenge，
撒旦要用各样的办法把我掳去，我在神与撒旦中间。求主替我解决。
And how God is going to deliver me between God and Satan.
如果一个人没有看见这四方面的困难，
If a person cannot recognize these four areas,
根本不知道人在世上的危险是什么。
You will not recognize your crisis.
如果人可以这四件事情都思考，都依靠上帝。
But if you think about these things and you rely on God,
他在地上的成功就是真正的成功。
You will have true success in the world.
你问世界上的人什么叫做成功？
If you ask people of the world what success is,
告诉你发财就是成功。
They tell you get rich.
他到告诉你有大的权柄就是成功。
They tell you if you are powerful, you are successful.
告诉你你有很大的这个情爱的供应，有性欲的满足就是成功。
You are sexually satisfied, then you are successful.
你有四方的人都知道你的名望，你就是成功。
Famous all over the world, you are successful.
人是定的成功。
These are the four things that we think success is. Money,
权柄,
power,
名誉,
reputation,
从这个情爱的满足
and satisfaction
in love. 这些世界的神功是不是神所定的神功
But these are not by definition of God.
所以人的困难应当从耶稣所讲的这四方面来下手。
We need to deal with our challenges from what Jesus said.
我需要物质的供应。
We do need material provision.
求你给我解决。
So, solve it for me, O God.
我需要人际关系的改善。
I need to improve my interpersonal relationship. So forgive my sins. I need to live a victorious life on earth. Lead us not into temptation. I need to have victory over Satan. Deliver us from evil. I don't think there is a better prayer anywhere else.
这个祷告是基督赐下来的。
For this was given to us by Christ.
基督以什么身份把这伟大有智慧的祷告赐给我们的？
And what sort of status did he give us the prayer from?
他是神到地上成为人。
He is God incarnate being man.
他成为神与人之间独一的中保。
The only intermediary between God and man.
他是人，他知道我们的困难。
Because he is human, he knows our problems.
他是神，才能解决我们的问题。
Because he is God, he can solve our problems.
基督的口里所教导我们的祷告词，一定是世界历史和有宗教里面。绝对是最好的一个祷告。
Therefore, the prayer that came forth from the mouth of Christ must have been the best in the world.
我们上个礼拜已经讲了第三个困难。
Last week we dealt with the third one.
就是使我们不遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
更明确、更准确的翻译 ，Lead me not into the temptation.
不要使我进入这个试探。
我们不要进到试探里面。
We don't want to enter into temptation.
这句话的意思是什么呢
？What does this verse mean?
主啊，试探是有的。
Oh God, there is temptation.
试探是存在的。
That it exists.
试探是客观不能拒绝的。
It's an objective thing you cannot deny.
我们不能否认试探的存在。
We cannot deny its existence.
我们不能推开试探给我们的影响。
Or push its influence away.
But 我求你。
But I call upon you.
不要把我带进试探的里面。
Do not lead me into the temptation.
耶稣基督把这句话讲出来的时候
，And when Jesus mentioned this，
已经告诉我们这个得胜是可能的。
Already he tells us we can have victory。
这个得胜的可能不是靠我的力量
，Not by your own strength，
靠我的智慧
，Your own wisdom。
因为试探的背后是魔鬼。
For Satan is behind the temptation.
我自己的智慧没有办法跟魔鬼相比。
Surely my own wisdom is not good enough.
我自己的能力也没办法来抵挡这个撒旦。
And I'm powerless against Satan.
因为撒旦的存在
，The existence of Satan，
乃是从上帝没有造人以前已经背叛上帝而存在的。
Came about right before God even created human beings.
撒旦今天的存在
，The existence of Satan today，
堆积了整个人类历史所有的经验。来害我们世界上的人。
He has many experiences through the history of mankind to harm us.
几千年的经验。
For thousands of years.
你怎么胜过他呢
？So how can you have victory over him?
你的经验有多久
？How long do you?
如果你十八岁
，If you are 18,
你人生经验十多年。
You have experience.
如果我七十多岁
，I'm in my
我人生经验不过几十年。
I have a few decades of experience.
我们怎么有人的经验胜过这个撒旦试探人、捉弄人、陷害人几千年的？历史的经验的
，and Satan has thousands of years of experiences, so we cannot fight him.
所以基督没有讲那句话
，so what Jesus did not say.
你不要依靠自己的聪明
，is that you do not rely on your own wisdom.
你不要过分自信
，don't be overconfident.
你不要以为你的经验足够使你胜过撒旦
，and think that you are very experienced, so you can win Satan.
谦卑顺从到上帝的面前来
，you need to come humbly before God.
对主说
，and say
主啊，求你不要把我引进试探里面
，lead me not into the temptation.
试探的存在我不能拒绝
I cannot reject the existence
进入试探是我可能发生的事情
And it is possible that I enter into it
当你的大能的圣所参与我的生活的时候
But when your power intervene in my life
然后引导我不进入试探的时候
And you prevent me from entering into the temptation
我才能过一个得胜的生活
Then I will have victory
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
请问上帝造人的时候
When God created man
是在什么时候创造人的
When did he create
是在没有撒旦以前创造我们吗
？Was it before the existence of Satan？
是天使没有犯罪以前创造的人吗
？Were we created before angels sin？
或者是天使犯罪以后抵挡上帝，被赶出天上， 以至于变成抵挡者撒旦以后才创造人。
How were we created after the angels have sinned and banished from God?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
撒旦抵挡上帝。
Satan opposed God.
天使长堕落。
He was the archangel that fell.
上帝赶出天上的地位。
And God banished him from.
掉下来之后。
And after he fell.
上帝才创造这个。无遮的世界，大自然的存在。
Then God created the material world, all of nature.
神造了万有之后
，And after He created all things,
最后才创造人。
Finally, He created man.
人是上帝最后的创造。
We are the last creation of God.
在灵界被造以后
，After the creation of the spiritual world,
灵界背叛的事件以后。
After the rebellion in the spiritual world,
上帝创造物质的世界
，and God created material world.
物质的世界六天全部造成功了
，six days all were created.
最后上帝才创造人
，finally human.
上帝把人造出来的时候
，and when God created human beings,
我们四周围已经有了神，有了撒旦。
There are already God and Satan.
这两样都存在，又才把人造出来。
And man is created after both existed.
那么人的被造是在这样的状况中间，到底是上帝什么意思呢
？And what did God really mean to create man?
为什么上帝不在撒旦没有背叛以前就创造我们
？Why were we not created before the rebellion?
为什么上帝不在天使没有创造以前创造了我们呢
？Or before the creation of angels?
为什么要等到天使背叛？物质世界被造，所有的动物、植物都成功以后，最后才创造人。
Why were we created last after everything, including the spiritual world?
我们圣经看到了次序的重要性。
So in the Bible, you see the importance of order.
有一些次序是前面比后面重要。
Some things are more important in front than the bottom.
有一些次序是后面比前面重要。
Some order, the latter is more important than the former.
你们真的有这样的分别吗
？Is there such a thing
in the Bible? 什么事是前面比后面重要的
？In what matter would the first be more important than the second?First Corinthians chapter 12.
圣经说圣灵所赐的恩赐。
The Bible says the gift of the Holy Spirit.
有使徒。
There is the apostle.
有先知。
Prophets.
那么慢慢慢慢慢。
And then
还有其他的。
You have others.
接下去。
And then
有医病的。
You have the healers.
有治理的。
Those who
有讲方言的。
Those who speak in tongues.
有这个翻方言的。
And those who translate the tongues.
这个地方告诉我们，前面的是重要的，后面的是次要的。
In this order, the one listed in front is more important than the last.
哦，你说这个我可以接受。
So you say I can accept it.
使徒跟先知成就教会的根基，谁是最重要的
？The apostles and the prophets foundation of the church.
讲方言，方言不是太重要的，跟圣经没有关系，所以不是重要的。
Tongues and translation not too important.
这个我可以接受。
And you say I can accept.
那么唐牧师，请问哪里有告诉我们有的前面的不重要，后面才重要呢
？So Dr. Tom, which area had the second one more important?
在创造的次序上，后面是比前面更重要的。
In the order of creation, the last is more important.
所以神造了万有以后
，So after God created all things,
最后造人。
Finally, he created man.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为万有是为人造的。
For all things were created for man.
人不是为万有造的。
And man not created for all things.
你说你这个定义从哪里来呢
？Where did this order come from?
就从哥罗西书第一章告诉我。
Colossians chapter 1.
万有是为人所造的。
That all things are created for man.
这不是终极点。
But this is not the final goal.
接下去一句话很重要。
And then the Bible says.
人是为上帝而造的。
We are created for God.
Everything is created for man.
万有是为人所造。
And man created.
人是为上帝所造，
一切的一切应当服务于人。
Therefore, all things must serve humanity.
人应当服务于神。
And we serve God.
因为神比人更高。
For God is higher than us.
人比万物更高。
We are higher than all things.
所以我们要用万有来供应我们的需要。
And so all things will provide our needs.
用我们的生命来荣耀上帝。
In our life, we glorify God.
使你万物之间。人的地位就是中介性的地位。
And therefore we find ourselves in the middle of all things.
但是神不但把这个 intermediate status 告诉我们。
But not only did God tell us the intermediate status.
他还把我们与撒旦之间的关系也讲出来了。
He also tells us our relationship with Satan.
人被造是撒旦背叛上帝以后才造的。
And we are created after Satan rebelled.
上帝在撒旦背叛他以后为什么造人呢
？So why did God create in this order?
上帝造人。要我们成为他的见证人。
God has created us to be His witness.
We are created to be the witness of God.
我们是上帝的见证人。
We are created to take side of God and oppose the enemy of God.
我们被造是要站在上帝的旁边来抵挡我们。
但是魔鬼在我们被造之后，他有大大的目的，使我们站在他一边，使他。 与我们一同背叛上帝。
But what Satan wants is for you to stand beside him and oppose God.
当人被造在神与撒旦中间的时候
，When we are created between God and Satan，
这个位分就是很危险的位分。
It is the most dangerous state.
为什么有位分的危险呢
？Why do we say that？
因为你有自由可以选择这个，也可以选择那个。
You have the freedom to choose left or right.
你要问一个问题了。
Then you want to ask a question.
自由好不好呢
？Is it good to be free？
自由需要不需要
？You need to be free.
我现在问你
，I ask you，
自由需要不需要
？You need to be free，
只有六个人打。自由需要不需要
？Do you need freedom？
啊，现在更多人打了。啊，你有自由回答啊。
Free to answer。
多少人自由回答？你自己决定。自由需要不需要
？Do you need freedom？
自由重要不重要
？Is it important to have freedom？
自由好不好
？Is it good to have freedom？
自由危险不危险
？Is it dangerous to have freedom？
啊，你自己答了哈。
You answer yourself。
所以自由好不好？
好。It's good to be free。
自由重要不重要？
重要。Important to be free。
自由必须不需？
必须。Need to be free。
自由危险不危险
？Dangerous。
危险。
To be free。
那我做一个结论好不好
？So the conclusion is，
凡是好的东西都很危险。
Good things are all dangerous。
大家说一二三，不答的很危险。不跟我讲的更危险。一二三，凡是好的东西都很危险。女孩子漂亮好啊，难看好。
Good for a girl to be beautiful or ugly.
如果你生女孩子
，If you have a daughter，
你主啊，给我生一个母夜叉出来。
Oh Lord, let my daughter be very ugly.
难看得不得了。
Very ugly.
因为这样她长大了，到哪里跑都没有人敢捉弄她，比较安全。
And she'll be safe everywhere she go.
好。如果你有女孩子
，If you have a daughter，
你盼望她生得漂亮吗
？Do you want her to be pretty？
啊，为什么
？Why？
如果她比你漂亮，你会妒忌怎么办
？You get jealous if your daughter is
beautiful。你说不会妒忌别人的孩子，我才会妒忌。
You say no, I won't。
我自己的孩子，我才不妒忌。
My own daughter, I won't。
我告诉你，不一定。
Not necessary。
有的母亲妒忌自己的孩子。
Some mothers are jealous of their own children。
妒忌女儿比她更漂亮。
That their daughter can be prettier than her。
妒忌男儿比她更有才干。
Or that the son more talented.
历史上就发生过一件事情。
In history, it has happened before.
哦，就是一个很出名的家族的事情。
From a famous family.
一个妈妈妒忌她的孩子。
The mother is jealous of the child.
这个孩子叫什么呢
？The child's name.
这个孩子叫做 Schopenhauer。听过这个名字的情绪。
Schopenhauer.
一个人，两个人。Schopenhauer， 中文就把它翻译成叔本华，不是翻译成叔本浩尔。
Schopenhauer.
Schopenhauer。这是个德国的哲学家
，A German philosopher，
在什么时代呢
？In what era？
就在赫格尔的时代
，The era of Hegel。
赫格尔是康德以后的时代
，Hegel was after Immanuel Kant。
康德发展德国的唯心论
，And Kant has the German idealism。
接下去两个人继承
，And then two of the person follow on。
Fichte，
one is Fichte，
另外一个叫做 Schelling，
another Schelling。
两个人有一个人集大成。
And one took on his teachings.
这个人叫做 Hegel.
And will be Hegel.
赫格尔是马克思的老师。
He was the teacher of Karl Marx.
那么赫格尔是唯心论的一个集大成的终极的大学者。
And he is a great scholar in about German idealism.
赫格尔的时代
，In the era of Hegel，
就是叔本华的时代
，was also Schopenhauer.
叔本华的哲学跟赫格尔哲学完全不一样。
The philosopher of Schopenhauer was very different from Hegel.
叔本华的才干一点不在赫格尔的下面。
But he was as talented.
可惜赫格尔一下子全德国都知道。
And everyone knew of him immediately.
叔本华没有人知道。
Schopenhauer was not so famous.
但是有一点呢，很懊恼，为什么我活在一个没有人认识我的时代
？And he was quite frustrated that no one knows him.
但他没有自卑感。
But he was not insecure.
他也没有惧怕。
He was not afraid.
他也没有妒忌。
Or jealous.
他就等着自己的时间到了。
He kept waiting for the coming of his own time.
可惜的事情是什么
？But regretfully,
赫格尔讲学的时候。1,000,000
When Hegel teaches,
每一堂都是满座。
Thousands of people will come.
他也开课的时候只有两个人听。
But when Schopenhauer started, only 2 people listen.
固执的不得了。
And he was very stubborn.
硬硬跟赫格尔同时间开课。
He will have lectures at the same time as Hegel.
如果他换两个钟头
，If 2 hours later,
那边有一些人来听他的
，Maybe some of the audience will come.
我一点都不输个赫尔。
But he says I'm not worse than him.
我一定要同时间。
I must do it at the same
time. 几个就几个。
I don't care how many come.
我不肯输他。
I'm not going to lose.
现在有这种 固执的天才。
So he's so stubborn, but he's a genius.
因为奇怪，谁叫做天才
？That's why he's a genius.
如果你是天才
，If you are genius,
可能你很奇怪
，Maybe you are ordinary.
但是如果你很奇怪，不一定是天才。
But just because you're ordinary, may not be a genius.
叔本华开课的人少得不得了。
And so few attended Schopenhauer's lecture.
有一次，人家把他的情形告诉赫格尔。
And someone reported this to Hegel.
Hegel 说他讲些什么
？Hegel said what he said.
后来听来听，哎，感到很有道理。
And thought that the thing he said was good.
很多人不欣赏叔本华。
And people don't appreciate Schopenhauer.
赫格尔自己很欣赏他。
But Hegel did.
所以有一次在晚上宴会的时候
，So there was a dinner.
所以叔本华的妈妈也参加宴会。
The mother of Schopenhauer came.
赫格尔见到叔本华的妈妈。
And Hegel met the mother.
在寒暄之中呢
，So in the conversation,
讲了一句话
，He said,
哇，你的孩子思想很特别。
Your son has profound thoughts.
他没有说听众很少。
He didn't say audience too little.
他思想很特别。
But very special
thoughts. 应该是一个天才。
He should be a genius.
非常欣赏你孩子的才华。
I appreciate his talent.
这个妈妈说谢谢谢谢。
The mother said thank you.
心里酸得不得了。
But in her heart she was very upset.
妒忌得不得了。
Very jealous.
但是回家就找机会跟她的孩子吵架。
When she went home, she wanted to quarrel with the son.
非要办法弄她的孩子生气。
To make the son angry.
她的孩子大发脾气。
And the son got angry.
这样不孝顺我。
She said you're not filial.
因为妒忌孩子。
Because she was jealous.
你知道她做什么事？
You know what she did?
他们在楼上吵架。
They were arguing upstairs.
他就把他的孩子从楼上丢到楼下来。
She threw her son out of the window.
所以会妒忌的。
So she could be jealous.
亲人也会妒忌。
Including their loved ones.
那亲爱的弟兄怎么样
？Dear brothers and sisters.
这是历史上一个小小的故事。
This is a small incident in history.
我要问你一个问题。
But I want to ask one question.
上帝造人的时候
，When God made man,
把人放在上帝与撒旦的中间
，He is placed between God and Satan.
这个地位好不好啊？
Is this a good position?
把人放在神与撒旦中间，这个地位好不好
？To be placed between God and Satan,
这是一个很幸福的地位。
It is a blessed position.
也是一个很危险的地位。
But also a most dangerous position.
这是一个很好的地位。
A good place.
就是很危险的地位。
But dangerous place.
好的东西都是危险。
So good things is
dangerous. 女孩子很漂亮，很好。
Good for a girl to be beautiful,
很危险
but most dangerous.
男孩子很聪明很好
Good for a man to be intelligent,
很危险
but also
男人很英俊很好
Good for a man to be handsome,
很危险
but dangerous.
你很有才干很好
Good for you to be very talented,
很危险
but dangerous.
你的才干
your talent,
你的健康
your health,
你的智慧
your wisdom,
你的美貌
your beauty,
你所有的好处
all these good things
都带有两方面的可能
has two possibilities.
一方面很幸福
on the one hand, blessed.
很危险
The other hand, danger.
照样神给人自由也就是又幸福又危险的事情
In the same manner, freedom is both dangerous and black.
我如果问你自由好不好
If I were to ask you, is freedom good?
一定说自由很好
Surely you would say yes.
我问你可以不可以把你自由拿去呢
Can I take your freedom away?
你说不可以把我自由拿去
You would say no.
那么你的自由会不会产生危险呢
Will it create trouble?
当然会产生危险
Of course it will.
那你宁愿有自由而危险吗
But would you rather have freedom and be in danger?
或者宁愿有平安而没有自由呢
？Or have peace without freedom?
你说我宁愿有自由而危险。
You will say I want freedom with danger.
自由的时候，你是享受上帝恩典。
When you are free, you enjoy God's grace.
危险的时候，你能不能感谢上帝恩典
？But will you give thanks when you
看到了？
So you
罪人的个性。
The character of a sinner.
有幸福，我要享受。
We want to enjoy blessings.
有危险，我不要担当。
I don't want to take on the danger.
我有自由赌博，我很快乐。
I am happy if I'm free to gamble.
赌输了，家破人亡，我不要。
But if I go bankrupt, I don't want this.
我有自由喝吸毒，我很快乐。
I'm free to take drugs.
但吸毒的结果，我满身骨头酸痛，我不要。
But I don't want the consequences of drug addiction.
人要幸福的一面。
So we want the blessings.
不要负责任的另外一面。
We don't want to bear the responsibility.
都要上帝的恩典。
Every one of us want to be blessed by God.
没有一个人要负应当负的责任。
None of us want to hold the responsibility.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
神的恩典是与我们应当负的责任相平等的。
The grace of God is equivalent to the responsibility given to us.
你这句话哪里来的
？Dr. Tong, where did this come from?
圣经说的。
The Bible says.
多给谁
？To whom more is given?
什么？向谁都要
，more will be demanded。
少给谁
？To whom lesser is given？
向谁少取
？Lesser will be asked。
对你英俊吗
？Are you handsome？
你漂亮吗
？Are you beautiful？
你健壮吗
？Are you healthy？
你能干吗
？Are you capable？
你有很多的才干吗
？Are you very talented？
神对你要求是很重的。
God will demand more from you。
人家问唐牧师为什么你做的这么辛苦
？People ask Dr. Tong why do you work so very hard？
没有传道的人像你这样神经病。
No preacher like you, you're crazy。
从礼拜一到礼拜六。
Monday to Saturday.
忙得不停。
You keep moving.
你为什么做一个这样自己摧残自己的生活呢？
Why you push yourself so hard?
我只回答一句话。
My only answer.
因为我知道神给我的恩典太多了。
Is that God has given me lots of grace.
有一天我的受的审判也比你们更重。
And one day I'll be judged more than you.
所以那些劝的是唐牧师啊，不要太累了。我心里想去你的。
Those people say, don't be so tired. I always say, get out.
因为我有受审判的时候，你不能担当我受审判的。
Because when I'm being judged, you won't take my place.
多给谁一项，谁多要。
So if you are given more, more will be given.
恩典给我这么多。
God has been so gracious to me.
对我的追讨一定是很严格的。
Surely He will make me accountable more.
一定要做一个自己很谨慎、殷勤、拼命做上帝工作。
So I want to be very cautious and work very, very hard.
这是对圣经的了解。
This is my understanding.
一个人读圣经不要了解。
Many people read the Bible and they don't understand.
许多人明白圣经不要遵行。
You understand it, you don't obey it.
许多人把圣经当作一个姿色的享受。
You look at the Bible, you enjoy it intellectually.
不是当作一个责任的催逼。
Not a sense of responsibility.
这是很可惜的事情。
This is most regretful.
上帝把自由给你。
God gave you the freedom.
你要不要自由啊？
Do you want it?
你说我要。
Sure.
因为我享受的时候，我需要自由。
I need freedom to enjoy
myself. 但是当你自由用错了以后。
But if you misuse your freedom,
你要受审判的时候。
And you are going to be judged.
你要不要受审判的？
Do you want to be judged?
不要。
No.
为什么？
Why?
你说为什么给我自由？
You say, why did you give me freedom in the first place?
从前你不给我自由。
If in the past you didn't give me the freedom,
我就不会做错。
Then I won't do wrong.
所以我今天做错都是因为你把自由给我的。
And I've sinned because of your fault.
我告诉全世界的人。当犯罪误用自由进到灾难中间的时候，都恨上帝为什么把自由给他。
You know the whole world when we misuse our freedom and get into trouble, we always blame God.
有这个是公义吗？
Is this just?
是啊。
Yes.
如果你没有给我自由，
If you didn't give
me freedom, 我怎么会犯罪？
I will never have sinned.
我今天会犯罪。
That I've
sinned. 都是因为你。
All your fault.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当你在受难的时候。
When you are suffering.
没有想到这是你责任应当尽的。
You have not figured out that it's your responsibility.
只想到是上帝恩典的害你的。
You only think that it's the fault of God's grace.
你是一个没有良心的人。
You have no conscience.
上帝把自由给你。
God has given you freedom.
让你可以选择。
So you can choose.
自由为什么是宝贵的呢？
Why is it so precious?
自由是道德的基础。
For freedom is the basis of morality.
大家讲这句话，一二三，自由是道德的基础。你之所以能显出你是有道德价值
，In order for you to manifest your value system，
基于你是有自由的。
It is built upon your freedom.
如果你没有自由
，If you are not free，
你就不选择
，You won't choose.
如果不选择
，If you do not choose，
你就不会在神与撒旦中间有所依靠，有所。这个定位
，There will be no choice between God and Satan.
如果一条路是直直的
，If a road is straight，
你在里面开车的时候
，And you are driving，
你就踩油
，You just step on the accelerator， you move forward，
再向前走
，And you keep moving，
再踩油，再向前走。哎，为什么你只走这条路
？Then you ask people why do you just go on this road？
或者你在讲什么
？The driver will say what you're talking about。
除了这条路没有别的路吗
？There are no other choice。
我当然一直走一直走。
Of course I keep driving forward。
到了十字路口的时候
，But when you reach a fork，
左边一条。
One left,
右边一条
，One right,
前面可以走
，And one more.
你现在左看右看前看后看的时候
，Now when you look all around you,
你有选择了
，You can choose.
我要向前吗
？Do I want to move forward?
我要向右呢
？Do I want to move right?
我要向左呢
？Maybe left.
现在我可以选择了
，Now I can choose.
当你正在选择的时候
，When you are making that choice,
就是应用了你的自由了
，You are exercising your freedom.
我喜欢左。
I like that.
很多右派的人太保守了。
The right people are conservative.
左派的人比较有前途。
Lefties are better.
所以你就转到左边。
So you turn left.
开车开得很快。
And you drove there.
原来那边是一个悬崖。
It was a cliff.
马上飞车出去就掉死了。
And then you die because the car went over.
你说就是那个开路的人害我的。
When you say, well, the road construction.
本来一条路好好的。
Actually, there's only one road.
他加上左边右边。
He go and add on the left and the right.
给我有机会。
Now I have a choice.
给我有自由。
I have freedom.
我才开到这边死。
That's why I move left and kill myself.
你就怪别人了。
So you blame others.
这是人类的常情啊。
This is common.
这是犯罪人的本性。
The character of a sinner.
上帝啊。
Oh God.
为什么造我给我自由
？Why did you make me? Why did you make me free?
如果没有自由，多好啊
！So wonderful if I'm not free.
上帝啊，为什么你给我自由
？Why did you give me freedom?
自由是你给的。
You gave freedom.
反对你的能力也是你给的。
You also let me oppose you.
反对你的机会也是你给的。
Even the opportunity came from you.
我今天能够落到这个地步。
But for me to get me to this stage is because you gave me freedom. You have
harmed
me. You have brought me into this
state.
In the end, I must oppose you and leave you and oppose you. And the difference between me and you because there's no one else to be responsible for.
You need not to respond to anyone who is higher than you, and your freedom is from you yourself.
But you gave me freedom.
So
it's not absolute. I have to be accountable to you. So why?
So 我现在很难向你负责.
Now I am.
我想你每个人思想都闪过这些小小的东西.
I think that in your mind you flash these thoughts.
我今天我把你表面化了.
And now I've surfaced it for you.
把你这个具体化了.
And manifest it for you.
把你带到一个意识形态非常觉悟，是的，我有这种观念的这种具体化的观念。
And brought you to a stage where you recognize that you did have such thoughts.
Why you created me?
你为什么造我？
Why give you freedom?
为什么给我自由？
Why give the power?
为什么给我能力？
Opportunity,
机会，
and ability to oppose you.
来反对你。
And after I oppose you, you judge me.
然后我反对你以后，你还要来审判我。
What is your meaning?
这是什么意思？
What is your purpose?
那个是什么？
You torture me by using this kind of grace to me.
你用这一种恩典来折磨我。
人用这样的办法来抵挡上帝，多得不得了。
And we always do this against God.
如果没有自由多好。
So why we can't have freedom?
进到如果的世界里面。
And now we go into the world of ifs.
每一个人讲如果，我都很讨厌， 因为如果跟糖果一样，没有用。
All the ifs are actually useless.
如果是一个没有事实的存在。 如果我是你的，明明你是男的有胡须，还讲什么？
If I'm a woman,
如果根本不存在的事情。
If does not exist.
If you do not create me with freedom.
如果你没有造我有自由。
如果你造伊甸园的时候，不要让蛇跑进去。
If you created the garden without the snake,
你的门关得紧密一点吧。
You close the gate.
为什么你没有动，蛇就跑进来了？
Now there's a hole, the snake.
如果你造伊甸园没有那一棵树，
If you didn't build the tree,
那多好呢？
Then it would be.
如果有那棵树，
If there's a tree,
有那条蛇，
No snake.
他还没见我，你先砍他的头。
You just cut his head off.
如果你杀死了魔鬼，
If you kill Satan,
你毁灭了撒旦，
And get rid of him,
我就不受试探了。
Then I will not be.
上帝啊，
Oh God,
你有没有搞错？
Are you right?
上帝啊，
oh God,
为什么你这样？
Why do you do this?
你应该这样。
You should do this and that.
上帝说，我给你自由。
And God said, I give you freedom.
但是我没有请你做我的参谋部长啊。
But I didn't ask you to be a consultant.
How can you become my advisor?
你不可能成为我的参谋部长。
How can you promote yourself to be my consultant?
不可能把自己提升成为我的顾问。
因为你给我困难。
Because you give me problems, if there's no freedom, if there's no snake, if there's no tree, if you didn't create me, all problems are solved. So what are you talking about? I said I oppose the freedom you give me. You oppose me?
反对我给你自由。
You oppose the freedom I gave you.
那你用什么来反对我？
What do you use to oppose me?
自由来反对你。
I use my freedom to oppose you.
那你反对我给你自由。
But you oppose the freedom I gave you.
那你怎么用自由来反对我给你自由？
How can you use the freedom to oppose I give you freedom?
我告诉你，
So I tell you.
人的逻辑无论如何都是死路一条。
Our logic brings us to a dead end.
你只能承认是主啊。
You can only recognize, oh God,
你是这样造我。
You have created me this way.
教导我怎么样活。
And you have taught me how to live. That this crisis can be converted to blessings. A pessimist will see crisis in the blessings. The optimist will see blessings from the crisis. What is
a
crisis? In the midst of danger, you can find opportunity.
所以如果你是主啊，我反对你给我自由。
So if you say, oh God, I'm opposed to the freedom you gave me.
上帝说，那你怎么会反对我呢？
And God will ask you, how?
你用什么反对我？
With what do you oppose?
我用你给我的自由来反对你给我自由。 上帝说你神经有病吗？
God will say you're crazy.
有个父亲对他孩子说，
A father said to his son,
我需要一个火柴。
I need a matchstick.
你替我买一个 matchbox 给我。
Buy a matchbox for me.
所以这个小孩子说好好，我替你买。
And so the son went to buy.
他拿了钱，
took money.
来了以后，
after he bought it,
整包的火柴用报纸包起来， 带到他爸爸的面前。
And wrapped all the matchsticks in a newspaper.
爸爸说怎么这么大包呢？
The father said so large.
超级火柴都在里面呢。
They all the matchsticks inside.
你开了你就知道了。
Open it, you see.
爸爸一开，
When the father opened it,
他气死了。
He got so angry.
每一个火柴都已经用了。
All the mastic had been used.
妈说, 为什么你把它用完了?
The father said, why do you use it all?
我要的是没有用的火柴。
I want a fresh matchstick.
爸爸,你不要捉弄我嘛。
He said, father, don't disturb me.
你刚才说去买火柴。
You said, go buy matchstick.
你要买好的。
You said, buy good one.
听到没有?
You heard me?
去买火柴。
Buy matchstick.
要买好的。
Buy the good one.
我不知道火柴好不好。
I don't know whether they're good or bad.
每一个试试看都好。
So I must try all of them.
每一根都烧得好好的。
One by one, they all burn well.
事实证明我是听你的话。
So I was obedient.
事实证明听你买的火柴。
I bought the matchstick.
而且买的是个个每一只都好的。
Everyone was tested good.
这就是人的情形了。
That's what we are.
你用自由。
You use your freedom.
来反对上帝给你自由。
To oppose the freedom God gave you.
上帝叫你做的事情。
The things God asked you to do.
你全部用完了，那你说上帝啊，我就是这样做。
You use it all up, then you say, that's how I am.
我相信今天你听的道理哈。
I think if you listen to all this.
比很多神学系统书籍讲得更清楚。
It's clearer than many.
你说我现在明白了。
Now I understand.
我的毛病在哪里?
My problem.
上帝给我自由。
God gave me freedom.
我用了。
I used it.
那就对住主啊。
And then said to God.
我反对你给我自由。
Oh Lord, I oppose the freedom.
你现在反对就是用最后一根火柴来烧。
So you use the last matchstick to oppose.
很好
，Very good。
好在哪里
？Why？
我可以反对你
，I can oppose you。
我用自由反对
，I use my freedom to oppose you。
Oppose
what？
你给我自由
，Oppose you giving me freedom。
上帝说
，And God said，
你的幸福
，Your blessing，
跟你的危机
，Your crisis，
你应当怎样负责
？You need to be responsible。
你没有看到。
You cannot see this.
你不知道我因为尊重你才给你自由吗？
You know that I honor you. That's why freedom is given to you.
如果你今天对女孩子求婚的时候，
if you woo a girl,
爱她爱得不得了，
and you love this girl,
你很怕她拒绝你，
you are afraid of rejection.
你盼望一求她就 yes yes.
You want her to say yes to you.
最好她说我等你很久了。
The best thing is she said I've been waiting for you.
没有把握她会答应给你。
But you have no confidence.
所以你去的时候带着机关枪去。
So you bring a machine gun there. And you said to her, I really love you. I want you to marry me. Marry me. The girl look at you, look at the machine gun. Look at the machine gun, look at you.
后来说好了，我嫁给你。
And then she said, fine, I marry you.
我告诉你，她不是嫁给你。
She's not marrying you.
她是嫁给机关枪。
She's marrying the machine gun.
你这个婚姻是没有价值的。
The marriage has no value.
她对你的爱不是建立在自由选择上面。
For the love was not built on freedom.
没有自由产生的顺服是一个没有价值的道德。
An obedience that didn't come from freedom has no value.
没有价值的道德根本就不是道德。
And this is not moral.
现在你很清楚。
Now you are very clear.
神给人自由，就是把最大的尊敬给我们。
When God gave us freedom, He honors us greatly.
神尊敬我们到一个地步。
He honors us so much.
使我们有权柄反对他。
That He gave us the ability to oppose Him.
我们有权柄不相信他。
And not to believe Him.
使我们有权柄离开他。
And to leave Him.
那么这个是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
你变成可以埋怨他吗？
Can you
blame Him? 这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
你变成因此而咒诅他吗？
Will you then curse God for it?
你这人的矛盾在哪里？
So this is our irony.
你这人的失败在哪里？
Our failure.
人领受了神的恩典。
After we receive His grace. We don't bless Him.
用了自由。
We use the freedom.
反对上帝把自由给我们。
And oppose the freedom.
这是人类绝对不可救药的地方。
This is where we are completely lost.
上帝把人造在神的形象中。
God has created us between God.
那这两样是可爱的吗？
Are both lovely?
是可怕的吗？
Or frightening?
当然神是可爱。
Of course, God is lovely.
撒旦是可怕。
Satan frightening.
神是可敬的。
God is to be honored.
撒旦是可恶的。
And Satan is cursed.
那么上帝为什么把我放在这两个之间呢？
So God, why am I in the middle?
上帝说，撒旦要试探你。
Satan will tempt you.
我要试炼你。
I will try you.
你是需要吗？
Do you need this?
为什么人不可以自由自在生活，不必试探，不必试炼？
Why can't we just live freely without trials and temptation?
上帝，你把我造在可能被试探的地步中间，到底什么意思？
Why do you make me in that state?
上帝，你把我当 造在一个一定要被试炼的地步，有什么价值呢？
What is the value of the temptation?
上帝说，如果你没有试探，没有试炼，你就不是人。
God said that if you don't have trials and temptation, you are not human.
我定了一个原则。
This is my principle.
凡是有人性的。
With humanity,
都一定要受试探,
you must be tempted,
都一定要受试炼,
and tried.
那主啊，有没有例外的？
Are there exceptions?
可以不可以免去这两样？
Can I escape?
甚至住口！
God say, keep quiet.
我定怎么造人？
I have set the principle.
我定人的价值在哪里？
Your value,
不是你定的，
not you.
那你说我这样很辛苦了？
Then you say, why is difficult?
辛苦什么呢？
How difficult?
给你自由还辛苦吗？
You have freedom.
如果上帝造一个没有自由的人，
if God create man without freedom,
很容易。
Very easy.
造一个洋娃娃，
just create a doll.
谁的话都放在口里。
And then put all the words in his
mouth. 照着时间把它转下来。
And she turned on the.
早上起来的时候。
In the morning.
早早早。
The door will say good morning.
中午的时候午安午安。
And good afternoon in the afternoon.
晚安晚安晚安。
Good night.
那如果你是被造成这种洋娃娃。
If you are created like that,
或者被造成这种的机器人
or like a robot,
那你以为很好吗？
You think it's good?
没有自由好吗？
No freedom.
上帝说不。
God said no.
你的价值在乎你的自由。
Your value is built on your freedom.
你的自由就是我自主性的形象样子。
Your freedom is part of my image and likeness.
Your freedom is the part of image and likeness of me, and among those all the attributes, I have the sovereignty. So you have the shadow of sovereignty that is called freedom.
因为上帝有自主权，所以你也有这一类的。
上帝把自由给我们的时候
，So when he gave us the freedom,
我们就变成危机性的动物了。
We become a living being in the midst of crisis.
危机性的动物
，a being in crisis
也是很可能有幸福性的动物。
It means you can also be blessed.
当你经过危机以后。
After you go through the difficulties, you will have achieved the best of
your life.
Those who have not
suffered,
the thoughts are not profound,
没有经过考验的人,
those who have not been tried,
生活没有高尚的地方,
there are no profoundness in your life.
你知道这个道理吗?
You know this?
为什么热带没有出哲学家呢?
Why are there no philosophers in the tropics?
因为没有东西吃, 拿一条香蕉就饱了。
You don't have enough food, there's bananas.
为什么哲学家都在困难的地方?
Philosophers exist in difficult times.
哭的时候，人就想：为什么我做人这么艰难？为什么？为什么就变成哲学家了
？When you are suffering, you become a philosopher thinking hard.
如果你的太太很好
，If your wife is really good，
你一生又幸福又笨得不得了。
You will be very blessed and very stupid.
如果你的太太常常跟你顶嘴
，But if your wife fight with you all the time，
你给她训练就变成口才好的演讲家。
You will become a good debater.
所以呢，这个苏格拉底讲一句话
，So Socrates says，
If you married a good wife，
如果你娶了一个好太太
，That good wife make a sweet home for you.
你的太太将给你美满的家庭。
If you marry a bad wife,
如果你娶了不好的太太
，Your bad wife will surely make you a philosopher.
你不好的太太将你变成一个哲学家。
什么都跟你不一样。
Because it's different always.
什么都反对你。
Oppose you all the time.
你为什么这样？为什么要结果变成思想家
？You keep thinking, you become a thinker.
所以到底好不好呢
？Is that a good thing?
好的其实事情不一定好。
Good things doesn't mean
坏的事情不一定坏。
Bad doesn't always mean bad.
如果你有很好的丈夫，
一边
感谢上帝，一边看看他会使你笨得不得了。
You give thanks to God, but
如果你有个很不好的丈夫，
一方
面气得不得了，一方面可能使你教孩子更聪明，免得像山的马。
You may become a better mother in teaching.
这个就是圣经讲万事互相效力。
So all things work together, the Bible says.
万事互相效力的第一条就是你一定有好有坏，有选择，有自由，有危险，也有幸福。
And the first principle is that you have a choice between danger and
pleasure. 哎，你说现在听了之后，我比较甘愿做人了。
那 I say, okay, I'm more willing.
原来如此。
So that's the way.
我比较甘愿做人。
I'm more willing to be a human being.
那么撒旦在这边做什么？
Then what about Satan?
上帝在哪里做什么？
What is God and Satan doing?
就是要试探你，要试炼你。
Tempt you and to try you.
为什么要试探我？
Why try?
就是要你犯罪。
To sin.
为什么试炼你？
Why try?
要你成圣。
To be
sanctified. 哦，上帝啊！
Oh God.
那我也不敢担保我会成圣。
I cannot guarantee.
我这样软弱的人，我是会失败的。
I'm weak.
我是会犯罪，会跌倒。
I will fall. I will sin.
所以耶稣说，
So Jesus.
你要祷告。
Pray.
不要把我带进试探里面。
Let us not into
你现在知道为什么主导文有这句话。
Now you know the Lord's Prayer.
你知道为什么
？Why？
因为撒旦让你，上帝让你照在被撒旦试探的可能里面。
Because God created you with the possibility of being tempted.
上帝要照你站在神试炼你的可能里面。
And be tried by God.
那么你说试炼跟试探需要的吗
？Do you need trials and then？
人需要试炼吗
？Do we need this？
人需要试探吗
？Do we need to be tempted and
tried？ 不但需要。
Not only do you need it，
绝对绝对的需要。
It is an absolute absolute necessity.
That is absolute necessity of having trial and having temptation.
试炼跟试探是绝对的必然，
没有人可以逃避的。
None of us can escape.
没有人可以免除的
，or get rid of it.
没有人可以节省的
，or save it.
你一定要有试炼
，you must.
你一定要有试探
，and temptation.
否则你不是人
，or you're not a human.
人之所以为人
，for us to be a human being.
跟所有的动物不同的地方
，different from all animals.
就在这里。
This is where it is.
你被造的时候
，when you are created,
有神的形象
，the image of God is
there. 神是自主的。
And God is sovereign. You are free. You are free. So you can be blessed. You can point to temptation. But God said, you are created between God and man. So you have two possibilities. You can go with God and oppose Satan, or be with Satan and oppose God. Oh Lord, can I escape both?
不能,
no. Why do you have to have trials and temptation? When you study in Oxford University
or Sorbonne
University,
你到快要毕业的那一年,
on the year of your graduation,
学校报告出来了,
the announcement came out.
9月28号,
28th of September,
最后的大考,
the final examination,
你发脾气了,
you get angry.
你跑到校长室那里,
you went to the dean.
我付你几年的学费,
you tell I've been paying a lot of fees, you know.
最后给你看不起,
but you look down on me.
校长什么时候看不起?
The dean said, when?
因为你不相信, 还要考我吗?
Because you don't believe me, you want to examine me. You must believe I'm a good student. I keep studying.
学会还给你那么多,
I pay you so much.
校长你要知道你老婆吃饭是我从我的钱来的,
you know your family's money comes from me.
我付了你学费,
I pay you the fees.
我赔你这么多, 给你多少钱,
I give you so much
你还不相信我,
you don't believe me.
你要考我吗?
You want to examine me.
那么你不要考吗?
You don't examine me.
不要考, 你回去吧,
just go back.
那么你就自己毕业,
then you graduate yourself.
把自己的证书,
you have your own certificate.
自己签字, 自己毕业,
you sign your own certificate.
我的学校就不给你感应了,
my church will,
我也不签名了,
my school will not certify
you.
You
can go and graduate on your half, your behalf.
自己去自己毕业, 你自己毕业吧, do your own thing.
我来这里读书就是要这里毕业的,
but I want to graduate from your school.
听,
then listen.
往这里学校毕业的,
you want to graduate from here,
这里学校发证书,
we will give you the diploma.
这里学校发证书的,
the diploma
就给那些真正经过考试及格的人,
it's only given to those who pass the examination.
不管你学费多少,
don't care how much money you give,
真的经历考试,
if you go through the
你能考及格,
if you pass,
你就有硕博大学的毕业文凭,
you have our diploma.
全世界尊重的,
whole world will honor,
所有的大学都恳请你,
all university will hire you.
你的论文 大家都收在图书馆,
everybody will keep your thesis.
你的学术思想 几百年的话人家还要再学习的,
people will continue to learn from you.
你自由,
you are free.
要考,
you want to be examined?
不要考,
not examined?
随你的便,
up to you.
你可以自己写文凭,
you can write your own certificate.
你不可以写是这个大学毕业的,
but you cannot say you come from our school.
要写自己说自己毕业的,
you can say I graduate myself.
你要不要呢?
Do you want to do it?
你慢慢明白了,
then you understood.
原来上帝是这个用意的,
that's what God meant.
神啊你让我受魔鬼试探,
God you allow me to be tempted.
神啊你让我受上帝试验,
and to be tried.
那么上帝的试验跟魔鬼的试探, 是不是一样的功效呢?
The trial and the temptation, are they the same thing?
上帝说不,
God said no.
魔鬼试探使你不毕业,
the temptation of Satan will cause you to fail.
我的考试使你毕业,
my examination will help you pass.
如果你要做一个荣耀的学者,
if you want to be a glorious scholar,
勇敢面对考试,
you must face the examination.
如果你要做一个真正得胜的学者,
you want to be a truly victorious scholar,
抵挡反对那个试探,
you oppose the temptation.
我想这个道理呢, 这学术界我们都明白的,
I think we all know this in our studies.
我们的灵里面的觉悟太迟钝的, 一谈到树林的事情, 我们都变得很笨的人,
but we become quite retarded in spiritual sense.
上帝为什么给我自由?
Why do you give me freedom?
为什么有条蛇在那里?
Why is the snake?
为什么有分别三种树的果子?
Why the tree of the knowledge?
上帝害我的,
so God trapped me.
当时, no, absolutely no.
绝对不是,
I just want to utilize the temptation of Satan to give you the possibility of victory over him.
我要利用撒旦的试探让你有得胜的机会,
得胜他的机会,
opportunity to have
victory. I am using trial from myself by my good will and good motivation to sanctify you, to filter you out and make you a saint with the highest value.
用我的试炼来塑造你，来磨练你，成为圣徒。
我想到这里，你开始明白了, 试炼跟试探是很有价值的。
You now know that trial and temptations have good values.
但是呢,
however,
试探是很麻烦的。
Temptation is most difficult.
是鬼来的吗?
Come from the devil.
是不好意的吗?
Not a good intention.
试炼是好的,
trials are good.
但是很苦的,
but tough.
没有好的学校给你的考题是很简单的。
A good school won't give you simple questions.
没有好的爸爸训练你是非常妥协的。
A good father will train you strictly.
好的爸爸,
a good father
给孩子严格的教导,
will be stern.
坏的爸爸,
a lousy father
给孩子太过宠, 太过放松的教育,
will spoil the children in education.
我们的神是最严格的父亲,
our father in heaven is the best father.
我们的神是最神圣的主宰,
and the most glorious king.
你不明白吗?
Do you not understand?
我告诉你现在很多教会失败,
many churches fail today.
为什么呢? Why? 不敢讲最严肃的上帝的道,
we dare not preach strict words of God.
不敢追讨基督徒应当好过圣洁的生活,
and seek after the sanctity of Christian. Why?
因为怕没有人来做礼拜,
you are afraid that people won't come.
最怕的是有钱人不来做礼拜,
especially the rich.
所以尽量讨好他,
so you want to compromise.
我才不,
I don't do this.
你试试看到我面前来,
you come before me.
你看我会不会讨好你,
you see whether I will.
我看你太会打你一巴掌,
try to please you. I may slap you if you're too bad.
我对你很严格,
I'm very stern.
这是圣经的教训,
this is the teaching of the Bible.
今天有两种传道人,
there are two type of preachers.
第一种人太少了,
the first type too little,
照着圣经的要求,
and that is based on the Bible.
勇敢责备人,
and rebuke,
然后教训人,
teach,
然后安慰人,
comfort,
然后劝勉人,
persuade.
这四大责任,
these are four responsibilities.
传道人的责任,
are the responsibility of the preacher.
勇敢责备人,
boldly you rebuke.
另外一种传道人,
another preacher,
从来没有责备人,
never rebuke.
他就叫大家来反对这个责备人的传道,
they tell others to oppose him to rebuke.
没有爱心,
he don't have
love,
he cannot be servant of God.
我告诉你教会就失败在这些所谓很有爱心的传道人中间,
and the church fail in the hands of such lovely preachers.
如果你能明白这些道理,
if you can understand these teachings,
你可以帮助你的教会复兴,
maybe you can help your church be revived.
如果这群人真的明白这个道理,
if all of us really understand this,
新加坡的教会有前途了,
we have a future in Singapore.
今天我在这个时代,
in this generation,
独自一个人抵挡整个反对上帝, 冒称是真正, 说上帝仆人的那些领袖,
alone I go against people who call themselves servants of God when they oppose God.
They are opposing God, but they still tell there to call themselves servants of God.
但是他们胆敢自称为上帝的仆人。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
is a trial necessity?
试炼是需要的吗?
Yes.
是需要的。
Is a temptation necessity?
试探是需要的吗?
Yes.
也是需要的。
What is the degree of necessity?
是多需要呢?
Is absolute necessity.
是绝对的需要。
没有受试炼的人,
if you have not been tried,
没有经历试探的人,
you have never gone
through temptation, 你怎么知道他的神魔鬼呢?
How do you know how they are?
没有受上帝试炼的人,
if you have not been tried by God,
你怎么知道他是成圣的人呢?
You don't know whether he's sanctified.
上帝说,
God said,
人一定要受试探,
we must be tried.
人一定要受试炼,
we must be tempted.
你说为什么说人一定要呢?
Why is it? Where do you get this, Dr. Tong?
我告诉你,
I tell you,
一个原则看到了,
from one principle,
亚当活在世界上的时候,
when Adam was alive,
神试炼他,
God tried him,
神许过魔鬼试探,
God allowed Satan to tempt him,
因为他是人,
because he's human being.
但我问耶稣基督,
when Jesus died,
耶稣曾经到地上来做人吗?
Jesus came,
有没有啊?
Before,
耶稣是不是神到地上来做人?
He was God incarnate,
大在金钱的奥秘,
this is great mystery. God came in the flesh.
道成了肉身,
the word became flesh.
神成为人,
God became man.
耶稣曾经做人吗?
Was Jesus a man?
耶稣在人间显现吗?
Was, did he appear?
耶稣道成肉身吗?
Did he come in the flesh?
请问耶稣在世界上做人的时候,
so when he was in the flesh,
有没有试探?
Was he tried?
回答,
answer.
有没有试炼?
Was there temptation?
有,
yes.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他是人,
because he's a human being.
上帝不会因为你的地位高,
just because you have a high status, you don't escape.
上帝也不会因为你没有能力,
and God will not exempt you just because you're powerless.
只要你是人,
so long as you're a human being,
你一定要受试探,
you must be tempted.
你一定要受试炼,
you must be tried.
这是神为被造的人, 以及所有活在世界的人, 所定的一个必然的计划。
It is an absolute plan that God has set for all of humanity.
所以我在五分钟就结束了。
I will end in 5 minutes.
那么撒旦的试探, 到底跟上帝的试炼是一样的吗?
Is the temptation of Satan the same as the trial of God?
不一样的。
No.
上帝会不会利用魔鬼来试探我们?
Will God use Satan to tempt us?
魔鬼会不会利用上帝试炼我们来攻击我们?
Or Satan use the trial of God to attack us?
这个下个礼拜我会讲得很清楚。
I will clarify next week.
我要做一个结论告诉你。
But I want to conclude this way.
上帝叫人受试探受试炼。
God allow us to be tempted and tried.
这试探试炼背后的主动者是两个绝对相反的仇敌。
Both behind it, there are two opposing forces.
神是撒旦的仇敌。
God is the enemy of Satan.
Satan is the enemy of God.
Satan is the enemy of God. So when God tried man,
Satan 试探人的时候,
and Satan tempts man,
有三个不同的地方,
there are three main differences.
试探跟试炼是不同源头而来的。
The first difference is the source of the trial or the temptation.
Satan 是源出 或者试探的原因，撒旦的主动来害我们的。
Temptation came because Satan wants to harm us.
Satan is the initiator to harm us, and he's the source of the temptation. 上帝是主动磨练我们，使我们变成圣徒的，所以神是试炼的源头。
And God is the source of trial because he wants to mold us to be saints.
试炼的撒旦，试炼的试探，第一个不同，源头不同。
So the first difference is the source.
第二个是不同的地方在哪里呢？
The second difference.
试炼与试探的动机是不同的。
The motive is different.
撒旦的动机是邪恶的。
Satan's motive is evil.
撒旦的动机是良善的。
God's motive is good.
耶利米书里面告诉我们，
Jeremiah tells us，
以色列啊，我对你们是纯的动机原是良善。
God said to Israel， My motive to you is good。
上帝从来没有邪恶的用意来对待我们。
God has never treated us with any evil intent。
真的试炼是从良善出发的。
So his trial came from goodness。
撒旦的试探是从邪恶的心出发。
Temptation of Satan from evil。
第三样的不同。
Third difference。
试炼的目的是使我们更亲近神，更有信心。
The purpose of a trial is that we get closer to God and be sanctified.
试探的目的是完全相反的。
The purpose of the temptation is completely different. They want you to fall,
要你失败,
to fail,
要你犯罪, 要你立当上帝,
oppose God,
要你成为一个灭亡的人,
and finally be destroyed.
所以我们做人现在困难看到了,
so now you recognize the difficulty.
I am created in between God and Satan.
我被造在上帝跟撒旦之间,
I'm so blessed because I've been given the freedom.
我有这个上帝所赐给我的自由,
I'm so dangerous because I may fall into the temptation and become a perish man.
同时，这个自由是非常危险的，因为我可能掉进这个试探里面。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，Dear brothers and sisters,
这就是这节圣经重要的地方。
This is where this verse is important.
你要祷告说,
you need to pray.
Lead me not into the temptation.
不叫我们陷入试探。主啊，现在我知道了。No, not now I know.
试探在哪里？
Where the temptation is at.
不要给我掉进去。Help
me so that I won't fall into it.
我知道了。Now
I know.
那很漂亮的妓女在哪里？The
very beautiful prostitute is there.
给我不进去跟她上床。Help
me not to go to her.
我知道了，吸毒很好感受。Oh
Lord, I know it's wonderful to take drugs.
但是我没有养成习惯，上瘾跑不出来。Help
me not to be addicted.
上帝啊。Oh
God.
我知道试探是存在的。
I know that temptation exists.
客观存在的。
Objectively exists.
我求你，
but I call upon you.
Lead me not into the temptation.
不叫我陷入试探。
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
下个礼拜我会继续讲这一节的圣经。
Next week I'll continue with this verse.
提到耶稣得胜试探。
To talk about how Jesus had victory over temptation.
约伯得胜试炼。
And Job over trial.
怎么样把救恩成熟了。
And how salvation is mature. To become examples for saints of all generations. Let us pray. 我们一起祷告，天父恩主，我们感谢你，主你通过你的仆人把那这么伟大的教导来教导我们，求主你帮助我们，叫我们谦卑可受教，在我们人生里面遇见的试炼试探的时候，我们不埋怨你，我们反而应该正如你仆人所说的，站在你那一边来抵挡魔鬼的作用，帮助我们叫我们人生能够活出你设立给我们的价值，好叫我们堂堂正正在我们的人生里面为你做盐做光。 求主继续扶持你的仆人，加添给他身心灵他所需要的力量，继续为主你在世界各地奔波。也求主唤醒我们自己，叫我们不做懒惰的人，叫我们在我们的一生里面完完全全把自己摆上，不再为自己而活，而乃是为你而活。直到我们见你的面的时候，你就会称赞我们是良善忠心的仆人。
是，
奉主耶稣基督的圣的名祷告。
阿门。大家说感谢主。
Thanks be to